Yeah, I mean, it's a team effort, so we might want to send our, like, you know, best lead magnets out there. Delta Force.
Akon, team two, go out. Blue team, go, go, go.
Rule number one is get as many girls to the table as fast as possible, and then keep that ratio, because, you know, girls are going to be coming and going, right? At some point, it just kind of becomes like you hit critical mass and it's self-fulfilling, right? Because other girls are trying to come to the table. And
welcome to the Leverage Podcast, where we give you men's dating advice that doesn't suck. I'm your host, Robbie Kramer, a former finance guy, online poker pro, and highly ranked collegiate golfer before I became obsessed with understanding attraction and passionate about teaching men how to improve their love lives. Tune in each week where we'll give you the latest and greatest strategies to get more dates, make yourself more attractive and confident with the opposite sex in order to meet your perfect 10, and design a lifestyle that makes all your buddies jealous. If you're a regular listener and digging our content, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever you watch or listen to this. But if you don't think it's worthy of 5 stars, just go ahead, don't leave any review at all. If you're new to the show, I recommend you download my dating protocol. It'll help you optimize your first dates and subsequent dates. I like to connect with my listeners personally, so if you want to pick up a copy of that PDF, please direct message me on Instagram at Robbie_Kramer. Before we dive into this week's content, I want to let you guys know we've opened up a few slots in our exclusive community called Leverage. We are accepting applications if you want to join our select group of men and experience the radical power of accountability to step up your game, cross off everything on your sexual bucket list, and become a beast at accomplishing your goals. To learn more and apply, go to innerconfidence.com/leverage. Now let's dive into this week's content.
We're discussing how to optimize a night out at the clubs when you pool your resources and use a bottle service as a way to do that. You can do this wrong and lose a lot of money. You can do it right with the right plan, and it can be a great return on investment, because at any given club, right, there's going to be a really high concentration of beautiful women, and it's a lot better bang for your buck to pool the money with a bunch of guys, bring a bunch of cool girls, use that social status, pre-selection, having real estate at the club to meet other, you know, high-quality women, and then orchestrate, well, pre-party for girls you've met beforehand, bring them to an awesome space like this, followed by after party where, you know, lots of fun could be had or future dates could be set up, right? So this is the actual club we're going to, which is Mayfair. I'll pass this around so you guys can see the layout. And when I went into choosing, this is our table here. That picture is turned on its side. Well, just look for S1 is our table. Yeah. So here's the club, right? You got a big bar on this side. You got a big bar here. You got the DJ there. These O's are tables, right? So every O you see, right? Table, table, table in the middle. Table on each side of the bar. 4 tables down there. And then a couple tables on each side of the DJ booth. I think I reserved both of these tables for a group of up to like 20 people. And I chose this table specifically. Anyone have a guess why?
You're
a
DJ.
Next to the DJ.
It's the DJ.
Everybody's looking at
Everybody's looking right there, yeah. Right? So a table like this would be pretty shitty. This one has benefits because it's by the bathroom, right? You get a lot of traffic going this way. Interesting, in hindsight, this might have been a better choice.
Yeah, close to the bathroom and, yeah.
But I don't actually know if this is the bathroom. I don't. Can you tell on there?
I think it is, but you don't see if it's the male or the women's bathroom.
And there looks like maybe there's another bathroom on one side or down here. The other thing, too, is like this one is like one table and this one's like two, I think. Does it look like that? Look like there's like one on one side and then two on the other?
Where, there?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just...
There's like three, right? So
yeah.
I didn't know exactly what the deal is, but I didn't have an option to take. I needed the bigger spot, right?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure this one's bigger and this is two separate tables. Had it been equal, I would have chosen the one closer to the bathroom because you get that traffic, right? These wouldn't be bad either, but it's like, I'm guessing these areas are just going to be like mobbed with people and getting to and from, right? You're going to have to go through the sea of civilians, you know, hailing to the DJ and dancing there, right? So before we get into the logistics of what happens once we're there, we've all been inviting people to the pre-party, right? We told people to come at 9, and really, you know, they can show up anytime between 9 and 10, starting around 10, and I'm waiting for the club contact to respond. I'm guessing, since the place is closed at 2 here, you know, you really don't want to show up to a club before like 10:30, 11, because it's just kind of dead, right? And then after like 11:15 to like 12 is really when the place fills up. And then you've got like a solid like hour of prime time, like the party's at its max fun from like 12 to 1. And then basically from like 1 to 2, it's going to be slowly dying with a max exodus usually around like 1:45, or sometimes they cut the lights right at 2, right? But you really want to get out of there before that mass exodus happens, because if not, right, you're dealing with just hordes of people, girls getting pulled in every direction, right? So we do the pre-party, have a few drinks here. Then we need to organize Ubers, right? We all want to kind of get there at the same time, so we walk in together. You know, it can depend, it's South by Southwest, and I made this reservation, you know, 3 weeks ago. This place could be, I can't imagine it's not totally sold out. Like, I think it's going to be absolutely crowded beyond belief, right? Like, this could be their busiest night of the entire year. So, you know, organizing everybody to show up at the same time, trying to get girls in, guest list, like, that's going to be difficult. So my suggestion prior was to send out your text as, you know, if you don't meet us at the pre-party and walk in with us, I can't promise you'll get in, right? That really encourages people to show up, have fun at the pre-party. Because if girls just show up to the club, it's a totally different mentality, right? Now, if they've met us here and we all go together, it's like we've gone on a journey. You know, it's like a venue one, venue two of the dating protocol, right? You can kind of think of this whole thing, venue one, venue two, venue three, venue four, right? If you do happen to, you know, bring them back to the Airbnb, unless, you know, ideally this would be, you know, a much bigger Ben House apartment with 7 bedrooms. You know, that's the setup I had in Kiev during the immersion. Is like literally had a, you know, 5 bedroom place, 2 floors, right? So everyone was staying there. You know, that's like beyond optimized. We're doing the best we can, right? Anytime you have a transition, like this transition is pretty safe. I can't imagine we're gonna lose anybody from the pre-party to the main event. It can happen if you make really bad decisions, like, you know, let a group of, you know, girls take their own Uber and they go to the wrong club or they do something. Like, so if your girls are coming, George, I would recommend you jump in the Uber with them, right? Like, don't just, you know, once, yeah. If you, you know, it's miraculous how beyond retarded things can go wrong. So never leave anything up to chance is what I say, right? So, you know, around like 10-ish, 9:55, I'm going to ask probably, you know, depending on how many people we are, we're going to need that many Ubers, right? Maybe I'll put one of you guys in charge of like, you know, thinking how many Ubers we need. And then also we need to know like who's going in which Ubers, right? So like you're going to go with your friends, you're going to go with your friends. I'm going to take Maria and maybe some like, you know, other girls we know. Any girls that we have that are like, you know, our closest friends, it's always good to make the other girls feel warm and welcome, you know, more safe to like go with other girls, especially when we're leaving, right? So we're gonna organize that like exodus of Ubers going, try to arrive at the same time, let's get everyone to like order them at the same time, right? Get the Uber XLs. None of you guys would do this, but there's other people in the group who'd be like, "Oh, I want to save a couple dollars and, you know, get the Uber pool." Like, bro, like, come on. You know, we're gonna invest the money in this table. You know, this was $2,500, right? And that's up to 21 people. They're going to add on a 20% gratuity, right? And I'm going to talk about alcohol consumption and stuff in a second. But, like, if you do the math, it's not a bad deal, right? Like, it's, we're going to be, what, eight guys or seven guys? Yeah, it's like, you know, two something. And you could collect, I mean, it's not uncommon to get, like, you know, five plus really, really quality leads from a night like this, right? So if you do, like, cost per lead, $50 for, like, that's not very high. You know, like last night, you could be out the entire night. You can spend $80 on four drinks, five drinks, and meet zero, right? Very easily. So the economics work out when you're doing this correctly, right? If you're doing it not correctly and you're just dropping money on bottles all the time and just throwing, you know, throwing Hail Marys, don't know what you're doing, it becomes a very bad investment. But, you know, I'm going to show you guys the best we can do to optimize all this. So we get the Ubers, we show up. Now, depending on who comes to the pre-party, right, worst case scenario is it's what we had last night. Me, Maria, and six guys. So this is going to be mostly the flow of women, right? Wherever the entrance is, we don't really care about that. Girls at other tables, we don't really want to try to, like, snipe girls from other tables, just bad karma, bad juju, exactly. You know, if you walk by one and it's like all girls and they're totally, it's like a bachelorette party or something like that, hey, maybe it's worth chatting with them, but like you're probably not gonna pull someone from their own table to our table, right? So what we're looking for is lots of groups of two, three, usually two or three is a sweet spot, maybe four. You know, if you're dealing any groups bigger than like four or five girls, you're gonna be pretty useless in general. Like the logistics of those big groups, it's usually like, you know, some bachelorette party or some event, and they tend to just like flock together, and getting, you know, all five would have to be like, yes, let's go to the table, then let's go to the after party. So they're, you know, usually they're just bottle rats. They're just gonna go and consume our resources and then go away, right? So just assume that groups of four plus are bottle rats. We don't want them. Groups of two and three are the sweet spot, right? So all of those girls are usually going to be standing by the bar, right? Ordering drinks. So it's like the easiest thing about bottle service is there's a pretty simple pitch. It's like, you know, I'm not saying this is the actual pitch, but the idea is, why would you spend your own money at the bar when you could party in a better location next to DJ and drink our alcohol, right? So, you know, you could have negative game and simply use that. You can use that to your advantage, you know, probably get girls to come to the table. So the point is, I don't want you guys walking up to girls being like, we have alcohol in a better table, come party with us, because it's just tacky, right? So I want you guys going over, talking with the girls, right, having fun. It's just like anything higher energy, right? Like get them laughing, do something that is like unexpected, right? Making some comment, that's so weird. I almost wore that exact same outfit. Oh my God, we would have been twins, right? Like, what are you guys drinking? What are you guys celebrating? Oh, get out of here. I'm with a bunch of friends. We're in that table. You can probably see it right there. How, you know, what are your guys' plans for later? Blah, blah, blah. Why don't you come have a drink with us? Let's go. Right, then you go to the table, right? Or you do the hand thing, right? They grab the hand, you go through the crowd, and the more girls we have and the more fun we're having here, the easier it's gonna be throughout the night, right? So at any given time, if we're all out, you know, fishing, and then you bring a girl back to an empty table, not a good look, right? So it's really like sending one, two, three people out at a time in the beginning to, like, you know, on a mission to yeah, I mean, it's a team effort, so we might want to send our, like, you know, best lead magnets out there. Delta Force.
Acon, team two, go out. Boo team, go, go, go.
I would suggest if we have zero girls at a pre-party, we should the first 5 minutes goes to the table, and at least three guys should leave, because we don't want to have like eight guys at the table. So three, four, like immediately out, approach girls, and then try to bring them back.
So we shouldn't go, we shouldn't chill there for a couple minutes just so they see us at the table?
So we're going to come, I'm going to make sure I'm going to order probably all vodka, and they're going to bring cranberry, Sprite, Red Bull, right? Like, everyone drinks fucking vodka. I might order one, like, whiskey as well. Yeah, the show things and the lights are usually for champagne, or when you order, like, a Magnum of Grey Goose, right? So they bring it out with the sparklies. I think it's better when they do it, because it's just like, you know, they're promoting, basically, like, this is a giant party, right? And we want to be having the best party within the party. And the way we have the best party is we have the most hot girls dancing next to the DJ, and, you know, looks like fun. So if that happens, if we can kind of hit that critical mass, having like a 2-to-1, 3-to-1 ratio at our table, it's just going to become so easy to like get more girls if we need it. There might even be girls like standing by the exit here being like, can I come up and party with you guys? Let me party with you guys, right? But at the same time, you don't want to get like overwhelmed and be, we call it man of the yearing. So we had this buddy and he was just the king of like, man of the fucking earring, right? Like, which is, he'd have a bunch of girls out, he'd be the one like standing on a chair, like, yeah, you know, dancing, like going crazy, like enjoying all the love and attention, but he would forget to like actually think about like what's to come, and you know, all of his like hard work would go for none, right? Or he'd be like making out with two girls at the same time, and right, he'd be like enjoying the moment so much that you ruin the rest of the night, right? That would be a better example. It'd be like, I'm making out with three girls at the same time, I have an amazing time, and then it's like, oh. They all saw me do that, and now all three left. Right? He blew his wad, you could say, a lot.
Let me ask you, at the pre-party, you know, if you see your girls come up, you just go say hi, welcome them, and then you kind of just bring them into the group, and then you do your own thing? Or are you entertaining them for the, you know, paying a little bit more attention to them?
So with the pre-party girls, the idea is you want to, yeah, it's a good question. So you don't want to like conversational, like
vomit
them the entire night. If anything, you don't even want to talk to them,
yeah.
Believe it or not, right? They're coming because of you. When they come here and they see all of us, right? You want to introduce them. You want to play host. Like, these are my friends, blah, blah, blah. That signals to us that like, okay, George brought these girls. We shouldn't intentionally try to snake the girls from George, right? These are his leads, right? We should be cool and entertaining and fun. And we should all be interacting with like each other's leads, right? The thing I don't want to have happen is the three girls that you bring come in, you're talking to them, you're talking to no one else, you're at the table, you're talking to them all night, and then they're like, okay, see you later, bye. Because that's what likely will happen. Yeah. Remember, it's not your job to entertain your girls. It's our collective job, right? And that's the thing you guys can lean on me for. Because, you know, I'm very good at that. Just like entertaining the girls, making them have fun, right? Like, obviously I'm not going to hit on them. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to like make sure that they love me so they'll listen to me and Maria and come to the after party.
You and Maria did yesterday with the girls at the bar.
Exactly. And that was a perfect example of that, right? Like, we, you know, like, so at one point you suggested the questions game, which was great. And, you know, we told like, you know, our own stories, trying to get the girls to open up, and yeah. Right? Having girls on your team is a game changer for this, right? I was hoping like Simona would have been able to stay the whole weekend. Fortunately, she couldn't, but you know, we'll do our best. So the goal is we always want to be close to that like 2-to-1, 3-to-1 ratio at the table, right? If it gets more than like 3-to-1, we don't need any more girls. In fact, we don't really want any more girls. We want to be having maximum fun with the girls we have and seeding the after party, right? Like at some point, well before 1:30, right? Once the girls are coming back and they're having fun, we want to be like, yo, we're having a crazy after party later. Like, you guys down? Usually they're going to say yes. And they're going to just be drinking with us all night. There's going to be tons of, like, you know, competition and jealousy shit going on. If you remember from the last one, it's like Matthew's making out with one girl. Then another girl that he brought up is like, what the fuck? And then the girls are fighting. And it's like, not actually fighting, but like, right? So it's like, so George, you might bring your girls, come in, right? And I'm going to tell you, like, go find more girls,
yeah.
Right? So you're going to go out, you're going to bring three more girls. And those girls will be like, wait, I thought I was with George. Like, you know, and now they're going to want you even more, right? Because they're going to feel that, like, oh, I thought it was a done deal, right? I thought Georgie boy was going to be all, you know, all mine. And now it's like, oh, that's not the case. Yeah. Now I have to compete. Now I have to be more fun. And yeah, so I don't want, like, unless you have something amazing to say to your girl, like, just ignore her. Talk to the other girls, right? Go out, meet other girls, talk to each other, right? Lean on the group to, like, we can use the collective brain to, like, have more fun, right? I really want you guys to be only thinking about one thing. Make sure there's enough of girls at the table and have fun while you're at the table. Like, it's a party. Have fun. Do shots. Throw ice at people. you know, like, high five, cheers to each other. You know, like, to a degree. You can watch me. I'll be doing that stuff all night. You know, don't throw too much ice because then it'll piss everybody off, you know.
Never sit at the table with this, like, sad face. Yeah, kind of, wink at Alex.
Most of the time, the table is not for sitting,
yeah.
Right? It's like you sit on the back edge of the table and your feet go where you're sitting. That way, you're at, like, eye level of people standing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, guys, if anyone notices that they're down or whatever, for any reason, come up to one of the guys who's, like, being loud and out there and have them, you know, pump you up.
If you're down, come to Robbie or me, and yeah. Also, like, if you don't feel it, just gotta, like, go to the bathroom, you know, just wash your face with cold water or something. You just don't want to be down at the table, because it's like a double-edged sword. Everybody sees you, have all the attention on you, so if you look, like, amazing, it's, like, a huge plus, but if you look like you don't have fun, then it's, like, a double minus. So.
If you're feeling down, I suggest doing the tell me to fuck off approach. So it's like, you just go over here, you find groups of people, right? And you'd be like, hey, can you guys do me a favor and just tell me to go fuck myself? Because the last four people told me to do that. I figured I'd just speed up the process. And they'll start laughing. And then if they're like, fuck off, like, come on, no, you got to really mean it. Tell them, fuck off, like, fuck off, you know? Yeah. And this will boost your state, right? It's a state pumping exercise.
Yeah, this thing about being low energy or down at the table has happened to me a lot in the past. But it only happens when I feel like I don't know what to do.
Right.
Like, that's the main thing. I'm in a situation where either people are talking to each other and I feel kind of like the fifth wheel or whatever, or I just don't know what to do. It's for whatever reason. And then I'm like, fuck. And then I get in my head kind of. Yeah. Just an example. Like, yeah. It could be whatever. It's just what I don't know what to do with.
Yeah. Well, in this case, it's pretty easy. Like, you know, take a walk, go get rejected, have fun with it. You know, go to the bathroom. Well, you don't need any openers at the table.
No, okay,
yeah.
Just being higher energy tips.
At the table, like, when girls come over and you're introduced, right, some basic biographical exchange isn't the end of the world, right? Just like when girls come over here for the pre-party or girls come over to the house party we have, like, yo, what up, I'm Amish, you know, I'm from New York, actually, you know, used to live in Texas, you know. Who's your football team, right? Like, for you, I'd go sports, I'd go travel. But just don't let those conversations go on too long.
Yeah.
Like, alcohol is there for the fun.
Yeah.
You don't have to rely on your conversation to have so much fun. But, you know, moving, the attraction is really going to be created when you go and you get girls, right? Like, if you're just hanging out at the table and just waiting for girls to come, you're going to have a really hard time with the girls that actually show up. Right? So, like, for you especially, I want you kind of out there generating leads, because that's going to give you the best chance with the girls you bring back, right? Because what you're doing is you're going out when you have almost no status, right? When you're walking to the girl at the bar, you have some status because you're, like, there in the first place. You're at the club, right? And it's no one's going to be able to get in this club for free tonight. Everyone's going to pay something. It's not going to be, so you get a little bit of status compared to, like, the bullshit we did last night, right, out on the street. But it's probably not enough to make a difference. But when you go over, you say some funny shit, and then you bring them back to the table, and if they see an awesome group and a bunch of hot girls, your status just went through the roof. Like, I would play around with, like, maybe just the real direct, like, yo, I'm Amish, and, like, what up? What are you guys celebrating? Like, why are you guys drinking at the bar? Like, Didn't your boyfriends buy you a table tonight? What the fuck? Like, oh, you don't have a boyfriend? Oh, okay, well, I got some, you know, boyfriends over here. I might be applying for the position later, but don't get carried away, right? Let's go drink.
Two questions. You know, obviously you're kind of not paying attention to the girls you're bringing up. I mean, you are if they come up to you and stuff. But like,
think about it. You're not ignoring them. Yeah. You're just not babysitting them.
Yeah. So what if they like? I mean, does this ever happen? Like, will they just nag you the whole night, or just try to talk to you? Like, or do they know to kind of just do their own thing?
It depends.
What do you do if they do?
If they're super needy and annoying, yeah, right? You can just like keep kind of, you know, pawn them off on other guys if you don't like them,
okay.
Right? If you like her, then
great.
Great.
And then like no making out or anything with the girls.
If there's one girl you really like at the table and she wants to make out, right? Like, you know, if you start making out with multiple girls, man of the earring is when you're like making out with multiple girls at the same time. Right? Yeah. So you can be like, you know, if there's two girls that you like and you kind of make out with the other one, she's not really watching, and then you make out with this one, like, you know, it's a great night. Like, no one's going to take that away from you, right? So I'm not saying don't do it, but I mean, by all means, do it. It can be fun. You could be, leading to drama. Remember, the idea for tonight, it's like, you know, just like understanding the structure. So you guys can take this home and utilize it with, you know, whenever you do this sort of thing, if it's a good use of time and money. You know, us working together as like a team, having fun, and really more like the social dynamics, right? That's what I'm looking out for. Like, you know, these girls came and, you know, George was like talking to them forever, and then this one wanted this one, and his girl wanted this guy, and it's like all these social dynamics that are happening, and like, having you guys recognize those things, and just like managing this chaos of of a party situation, right? There's a lot of chaos happening, and I feel like these opportunities are fun to just from a social dynamic standpoint. So I want you guys like looking out for those things. Like, don't get so tunnel vision focused on whoever you're talking to or whatever you're doing, right? At some point, it's good to stop and kind of smell the roses and take that stuff in without going into your head and like just being the weirdo like staring around. You know what I mean?
This is the best night of my life.
How, like, obviously I think it'll be a good time to take some like Instagram stories or whatever, but
yes.
But how, like, how much of that should we do? Obviously, I guess you don't want to do too much.
So you want to essentially do like the transition. So like pre-party, like a cool, you know, shot of the pre-party plus like the view, right? Like next stop, like Mayfair, you know, you could even find like a photo of that. You know, that will inspire maybe some of the girls that you're following. They might text you like, oh, we're at Mayfair. Like, what's your table? Like, I'd be shocked if at least one girl that we met wasn't at Mayfair and didn't somehow find our way to the table, right? That's like the fringe benefits of day gaming and all and posting on Instagram, right? And then when that happens, that's such a high quality lead. You know what I mean? Like, so obviously, yeah, any like a pre-party, maybe something in the Uber, something as we're walking in, and then like some videos while we're at the table. You know, if everyone's taking videos and like tagging everybody, I would like have everyone's Instagram handle saved in a note, so that way you could just cut and paste everybody in, so you don't have to individually do it every time, right? And then we can all like, you know, repost those stories. Where the rubber meets the road, kind of like the whole thing about this is the after party, right? If you can successfully pull this off and consistently create after parties, you've got a pretty winning formula. Like, this is the formula of night game if you want to win, because you gather consistent leads. You also kind of pair this with social circle, right? So when you have your social circle and you do nights out at the club, which can be a big enhancement, right? Like, you bring the girls from your social circle, you have even more status and pre-selection, and then it just becomes like super silly, and like then you know promoters and you get the table for free, right? And it just becomes like the easiest like slam dunk way of generating like the hottest girls in any city. I would, you know, the after party will probably, you know, or if it's like 3 a.m. and nothing's happened yet, like probably best to do like that venue change back to the Airbnb. When we get back here, if we're able to orchestrate the after party, you know, I'll try to get the Jenga thing going. I'll try to get the spin the bottle, truth or dare things going, like games, like, you know, the games that create people hooking up with each other is what you want in an after party, right? Because otherwise it's just like, what's the point? You just stand around and drink wherever, right? So it'd be cool if, you know, I'm able to, you know, just shotgun those things. So that'll be, you know, that'll be just kind of like a plus. Fingers crossed we can get there one of these nights, either tonight or tomorrow night, right? The Uber out. Now, this is the really the most important thing. This is where all the fuck-ups happen. Getting people successfully from here to here, right? Because there's so much coordination that happens. Like, we need to seed the after party, right? You can't just expect girls to come with you. Like, hey, we're going to after party, let's go. They're probably not going to come, right? Depending on the weather, we're lucky because there's probably not going to be any coat checks or anything like that. But if you remember from Berlin, like, girls have their coats, and you got to get it out of the coat check, and then you got to wait for the Uber, and, you know, all sorts of logistical nightmares can go wrong. So you want to seed the after party early, and then I'm going to be...
What time?
Well, we're probably going to leave around 1:30, right?
So when would you start seeding?
Anytime.
One?
No, like...
Mention it in passing.
By the way, we're after partying later, right? And then when you seed it again, yeah, right? Like, oh, I think we're gonna leave for the after party in like 20 or 30 minutes. Try to like take their temperature, right?
Yeah. Because yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. That I remember you told them like, oh, we're going in 20 minutes. Then you were like, oh, we're going in 10 minutes.
Exactly.
And Maria ran around and tell the girls, which was amazing. But then they were like, oh, 20 minutes, okay. Then 10 minutes ago. And then we were like, okay, we're going now. Then everybody knew it because they heard it twice.
Exactly. And that's a good point. I don't want you guys like pushing the after party too hard because then it feels like, yeah, oversell. The seating thing, like you mentioned it when you invite the girls up, when like having the first drink, right? So you bring the girls up, you pour them a drink, right? You introduce them to other people, introduce them to girls, introduce them to guys, like you're playing host. Same deal when they walk in for the pre-party, right? Like you're the always introducing them, right? And then talking to other people, having fun. Maybe around like one, you wanna mention the after party again if it feels right. Like, don't push it if it doesn't feel right. Cause I'm gonna come around with Maria and she's gonna aggressively like push the after party. And then I'm going to decipher like which girls are for sure going and who they like the most. And I'm gonna have whoever they're like closest to go in the Ubers with those people, right? Like if a girl's like totally on your jock and her friends are probably coming, right? I'm gonna be like, then you get an Uber, you are in charge of those three girls going in your Uber, right? That's your job, right? We all have our job of people to shepherd from the club to the after party.
Just in a specific scenario that we're in now, given that it's so complicated to get everybody out at the same time and all that, now, if you're like really close to the club, like, is there any benefit to getting everybody to just walk together? Like, it's a couple blocks away because we're not that far.
No, you don't want to like.
Girls in high heels.
That's what I said. That's the trade-off. Is like, I'm thinking girls are not going to want to walk.
They're not going to walk.
But I was just thinking like logistically, if you have the whole group together, you have less chance of losing people and timing being off, right?
Yeah, there's. I mean, how far of a walk is it?
We'd have to check.
Like
12 minutes. No, that's too.
I don't think it's that much.
If it's more than 5 minutes, it's no good. Yeah.
I feel like it's 5 minutes away. Then they're like, oh, okay, he's not.
Well, actually, it is a 7-minute walk.
7-minute walk.
So. And if their heels are going slower.
I would like look at their shoes, and make that call, right? Like, but I mean, might as well just get the Uber. Okay. The only reason if it's a 7-minute walk, why you wouldn't want to get the Uber if it's like, just chaos and it's hard to find the Uber, right? Or the Uber, you can tell the Uber driver, like you can usually sometimes tell by looking at the Uber if the guy's like a fucking idiot and he's like going down wrong streets and, right? People can steal your Ubers. That's why I say leave at 1:30 and not 2, right? So we're gonna be leaving when it's still good, right? And that's gonna be a little bit tricky because if we wait too long, right? And some girls aren't going to want to come because we're like, oh, no, I want to stay till the end or whatever. And whatever, just leave them, right? Give them the after party location. They'll text you after when they, like when the fun stops, they're going to be standing there, you know, dick in hand. What happened to the fun? I wanted the extra 5 minutes of Diplo, right? Now I got nothing, right? So, like, you know, and ideally, like, our party's so good, when they see us all leaving, like, there might be, like, other people, like, where are you going? Like, we want to come with you, right? Yeah. It's possible to even, like, during the San Diego immersion a few years ago, we had, like, almost no girls at the table at the end, and, like, me and James and a few other guys were able to pull, like, almost 20 girls back from just, like, the exodus, sort of, like, you know, throwing people in Ubers, let's go, let's go, let's go, after party, right? Just saying, like, after party can elicit a good response.
And then the problem was, like, we took so many people away, like, we took all the fun away, like, we were, like, the biggest table, so it really, people felt that, like, oh, like, how many people are missing, so, like, four girls, like, one girl with three other girls was, like, I talked to her 5 minutes, she texted me, like, hey, where are you going, where's the after party, and she showed up, four girls.
Yeah. I mean, there's that thing too. It's like sometimes you need security because, like, you're having that much fun. The address gets out, and then it's like after party the spot. Luckily, we do have security, so that's not going to be a problem. But that's why I needed to, like, have security on hire, because once my place in LA, also New York, what, like, people, like, you know, when people are looking for an after party, it's not hard to, like, forward an address. Then all of a sudden you got, like, you know, the whole basketball team showing up, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? You notice that, like, everyone is going out to, like, you know, recruit, and there's a bunch of people, like, standing there, no one's giving them any attention. You know, that's like a code yellow, like, quick, like, talk to these people, make them have fun, like, you know, because the worst thing that can happen, which I've seen, is, like, you know, we get a bunch of people, we come back to the table, and then everyone goes back out, and there's no one there, like, entertaining anybody. So, right? Like, don't be so focused on a single job. And take turns. Like, I don't want everybody, like, you guys should be rotating throughout the night doing these things.
Also, when you call the Uber to leave, I'm assuming you're not going to go outside and wait, right? Because you're opening the door for sharks to come and steal the girls, so you just wait until the Uber's there, and then you try to pull them all out? Okay.
Yeah, you wait till the Uber's, like, kind of, like, pulling up.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to, ideally, you time it so you're leaving as the Uber's pulling up. Right? And then it's quick, like, get them in, and then whoever gets back first, super important to, like, start the music, right? Like, we want to make sure the place, when we leave the place from the pre-party, it needs to be ready for the after party to start instantly. Because if we get back and it's, like, it's a mess, or it looks gross, or there's no music, and the lights are, like, you know, like, it needs to be, for every second that goes by when there's, like, people here and the place is dead, it's like you're... It's like danger, danger, like they might just leave, right? Like they're, so you've got like a shot clock.
So the question is, you don't want to use the table as like, oh, I have a table, please come to my table. So when in the interaction do you want to mention it? And
when you feel like they're giving you attraction, when they seem like actually interested and like they're, you know, like that could happen immediately. Like you might walk over and they immediately get like doe eyes for you, right? And talking for 30 seconds, be like, yeah, we got a table, let's have a drink, right? It could be that easy. But if they're just not sold and you're trying to use the table as the selling point, then that's when you run into like the bottle rat situation where they're like, huh, I can probably just go and, you know, snake this guy's alcohol. And then if that happens, you run the risk of them like continuously like coming to your table, stealing your booze, leaving, right? Maybe bringing drinks for other people. So remember the alcohol there is not for us. It's for our guests, right? Like you guys have a drink that you're nursing, fine, right? I'm not going to say like no drinking,
you know, some pre-party so you can get a little bit booze here, then obviously.
Because if we run out, we're buying more and that's on you guys,
it's expensive.
Right? Like we will for sure buy more if we have to, because if we don't, right? The fun's over, but we shouldn't run out. You know, it's pretty hard to drink $2,500 worth of booze. If if the guys are conserving it, right? Because girls will have a few drinks. They're not going to like drink like crazy. But if we're all pounding drinks and getting shit-faced, we could easily run through that money.
I assume you don't have all the bottles come at the beginning. They bring them out one at a time or when we're ready.
So we put orders in, right?
It depends on like what the price is. Usually for like a bottle of, I'm gonna decide what we get, but it'll probably be like a bottle of Grey Goose. For $2,500, I'm guessing we'll get 3 bottles. Like maybe a magnum of Grey Goose and one other bottle or 2 bottles of Grey Goose and like a whiskey, right? And I'm going to suggest that they bring it out one at a time, but there's for sure all the booze will be delivered by like midnight. They don't really hold it back because they want you drinking as fast as possible. So they, like you tell them to like don't bring it yet. They'll bring it like 5 minutes later, right? So it's in their best interest to be, they want to upsell. They're going to try to get us to buy like extra Red Bulls and that sort of thing. Like I'll deal with like the ordering stuff, but just for you guys to know, like, yeah, like you want to, they're trying to upsell the shit out of you all the time. That's all their extra money. Right. Usually gratuities included, like, and then they ask for like extra gratuity. Right. So you want to be careful of those scams.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, don't get kicked out. That wouldn't be fun. Yeah, the standard what you want is, you know, light liquor vodka, cranberry, sparkling water, Red Bull, Sprite, typically, right? And then if you order another bottle of whiskey, then you want Coke, Diet Coke. You don't want to get, no need to get like crazy on the other mixers because sometimes they'll upsell you for them or, you know. Clubs in Europe will charge you for water. That's super annoying. Yeah. Yeah, don't neglect the whole like bathroom areas. These are sometimes great places to meet girls. Sometimes you'll just be hanging here and, you know, eye contact's happening, right? Like that's a pretty gangster move. Like the point, like doing this thing, right? Like I like to work the eye contact a lot because we're also on a platform here. So we're gonna be above, like looking down at the plebeians or whatever, yeah, the peasants, right?
Two level, right? There's upstairs like patio.
There might be like back here or something, but this is just like a step up. Yeah. Oh, there's probably a smoking patio too. Yeah. So that's another option of places where you can meet them and bring them from. Depending on the vibe there, could be good, not really sure, we'll see. If girls want to go smoke, like, you know, and you don't want to lose her, you might want to go with her, but then again, you don't want to be like a hovering, you know. One good rule of thumb is to like get girls' Instagram early on, like pour them a drink and be like, oh, by the way, give me your Insta in case I lose you. Like, you know, I'm gonna run to the bathroom. Give me your Insta in case I lose you later. Cause you will lose them. But if they're following, like, so we're gonna be doing more like IG content, more stories for the after party, and you will get people coming over, right? That you didn't already have, if you have their IG. So.
Yeah, like, can you do this with just
guys?
Yeah, 4 guys.
Yeah, you can. It's a little bit tougher.
But
right?
If you invite like one girl, 2 girls that are kind of in on the plan, it makes it look a lot easier.
Yeah, you remember in Berlin, we had the 3 girls with us. Elisa and Sarah, right? Sarah was fun that night. Elisa was like, kind of went home early, mm-hmm. So different girls will be on like different fun levels. Like, yeah, the better squad you have of like fun party girls, it just makes this so much easier. Like I never ever went out in Kiev without like already, like I would just do this in Kiev and I wouldn't need any more girls ever, right? And then I would just naturally get way more girls, and usually they weren't as hot as the girls I was bringing anyways, and I was, you know, paying, you can get like a bottle of booze in Kiev for like $150. Here it's like 600. Right? So split amongst like 3 or 4 guys, it's like fucking nothing.
How many girls would you bring in here? Like 5, 6? Or like
sometimes like 20, 30 would show up because I just post a story and like, you know,
okay, sure.
They're all just, you know, or they're all there already.
Anyways, yeah,
Like usually, like the clubs I was going to a lot, they have like their own like VIP area, right? So it's like the party within the party, and you know, more debauchery is happening. It's like those bathrooms are basically just like coke rooms, people having sex in the bathrooms. You know, like that's the other thing too. Depending on the toilet situation, sometimes the girls are like ready to go. Like, there's a toilet. That's a very exciting and fun, you know, a fun option.
It felt to me like such a move out of reach that I really wanted to do it.
Gotcha. So yeah, yeah.
To try. Yes. It is never comfortable for me because all girls are smaller than me. So when I try to fuck them, their ass is just below my dick. So I have to, I don't know, have put them on somewhere.
Yeah, you gotta put the pussy on a pedestal.
Literally. Yep. So, just in summation, this is the crucial step, right? Making sure we don't fuck up these logistics, because that can, you know, bobble the whole thing, blunder the whole thing. And yeah, you know, like, now that you guys, you know, have this whole sort of mindset internalized, don't, like, overcomplicate it. Don't freak out about, like, oh, I forgot about this or I forgot about that. Like, just having, yeah, having the structure in your head is already enough to kind of just, you know, wing it in the rest of things.
Have fun, entertain.
Have fun. Entertain yourself is a better way to say it, right? How can you entertain yourself? Don't get too hung up on, like, you know, the girls you invited, like George, for example. Like, I think this is a big thing for you. It's like, remember, it's not your job to, like, make them have a good time. It's their job, right? You invited them to this cool thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously have fun with them too, but
yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing too is, like, you know, just because you brought a girl doesn't mean, you know, you might be going home with that girl. Yeah, just kind of use that general rule of, like, use the general rule of cock blocking that I talked about on day one. You know, it's like, if she's giving you love and it's clear, decides. What's that?
The girl decides.
The girl chooses.
Exactly.
Not you.
You know, gotcha. I don't think it's, like, getting other girls' Instagrams, I don't think we should really be giving a shit about that. Right. You know, like, if I'm talking to one of your girls and, you know, it just happens to come up, I get her Instagram, not me, but just using me as an example, right? Or if it's Alex, like, I wouldn't be salty, like, oh, you asked my girl for her Instagram, you know, like, whatever. Sharing is caring.
I think the biggest thing for the club is just remember all this, but have a lot of fun. And also one thing which I actually, it was super interesting what I learned at this other coaching I went to way before I met you. So in the club, it's like everything looks kind of like 2 points worse. So if you have a scale of like fun level 0 to 10, if I just like this right now, I don't know, I would look maybe like a 5, chill, relax. If I am in this exact same position in the club, I look like a 3. Mm. I look like not having fun. So if in the club you're just like normal and you think you look at a 5 at fun level, then you look like a 3. So you have to be a little bit more, you know, like smiling and outgoing to actually like look good, because it's just everybody around you has so much fun that you kind of it kind of ups the baseline. So just to get to baseline level good looking into the club, you need to be like more outgoing, fun, smiling. And then also, yeah, it's like, you know, lights are a little bit darker, so it's maybe like harder to see sometimes. So,
like, ideally, you go out, you meet a couple girls, you take them back to the table, you're getting love from your girl, right? You leave, you bring another girl back, now you're getting love from her too. And you're kind of just like ping-ponging between her, maybe one other girl. If you have 3 girls that you're like ping-ponging in between and they all like you, you're gonna, it's like one of the best feelings, because it's just like, you just feel like a fucking man. It's amazing, right? And they're all like giving you love, and then the friends are there, and the friends are going to, you know, it's like that's like, try to, it, like, it's great if you have one girl that likes you, right? But try to push that, right? Like, don't get caught up on like, ooh, I might screw it up with this one girl. Because this is an opportunity where you can have lots of girls chasing you, and feeling like massive abundance. And once you feel that, like, it kind of shifts something in your brain. And you can take that feeling to the bank, and that can make a big difference.
I think a table would have some kind of status, so they'll be probably like, who is this guy, right?
If there's girls there, yes.
Yeah.
Right? If it's just us with Maria, people are going to be like, ah. Right?
It's like the sausage table.
So, rule number one is get as many girls to the table as fast as possible, and then keep that ratio, because, you know, girls are going to be coming and going, right? At you know, and at some point, it just kind of becomes like you hit critical mass and it's self-fulfilling, right? Because other girls are trying to come to the table, and this would be a great way for you to work on opening and attraction. Like, I'd actually like to see you doing the most, like, what do you want to call it? Like,
fishing,
right? Like, approach missions, right? Because it's like, it's just going to be significantly easier than doing anywhere else, right? Like, if there's one area where approach is probably the easiest, easier than day game, easier than standard night game, it's this. Because you have the status from girls seeing you up there, you have the eye contact possibilities, right? And you have the real estate. So, you know, that's a sticking point for you, so I would try to lean into that. Maybe for you then it would be like what I just mentioned about multiple girls, right? Trying to juggle that. And you know, when you have multiple girls too, it's like you can, you know, you can break rapport a little harder. You can be a little bit more challenging, right? They're gonna be chasing you a little bit more, so you can, right? There's not so much riding on that individual interaction. And you can always, you know, if it doesn't work out with them, like, you know, like, you got more time to, like, find new ones, right?
What about what you told me yesterday, like, when you know how you told me to, like, try to escalate with her a bit and stuff? Are we trying to do this here or not as much because there's more people watching? And like?
Yeah, I mean, making out is totally fine if you want to do that. Just, you know, like, I would be kind of, like, pushing your boundaries on that. Like, if you're uncomfortable, go for it. Just know if you make out hardcore with one girl, like, the other girls are probably going to see that, and, you know, that's kind of like your girlfriend for the night, which could be awesome. So, I'm not telling you not to do that, right? It's up to you, yeah.
So, but the club is going to be more like, you know, like, playful, like, physical playfulness and body language stuff, not so much talking in common.
It's going to be really tough to talk, because it's going to be really loud. We're fucking right next to the DJ, there's probably speakers. Like, luckily being here might have an advantage because the speakers, are there. But, you know, the reason why clubs are loud is because they're encouraging sex. They're encouraging people to be like, you have to talk into their ear. You have to be really close, dancing. Like, that is the entire reason why nightclubs exist and people go. It's that, ooh, I might get laid. So, you know, use that to your advantage. Less talking, more funning. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you can still talk and be whispering, you know. You can definitely have a conversation with one person, but trying to, like, entertain multiple, right? That's why trying to approach groups of bigger than four and bring them all back, they're not even going to hear you, right? Like, three girls or two girls are going to be possible to hear you. And you guys can approach in groups. Like, two of you guys can go approach groups of two. One can go and approach groups, right? Like, if there's a group of three girls and you're three guys, and you're like, yo, like, one line... I wonder if I have it. Like, I'm my table's official recruiter, right? We've identified you as a high quality prospect to join our partying organization. We're accepting applications over shots of tequila. The job interview site is there. Would you like to apply? Right? Somebody write that down quick, because I'll forget it in 2 seconds. So that's a pretty funny one, right? Just calling out exactly what you're doing. You know, hey, I'm Bob Johnson. I'm the official recruiter from Table S1. I don't know if you're familiar with Table S1. That's the one next to the DJ booth. We've got a few positions open for raging party animals. You look like an ideal prospect. You know? Whatever. It's all about the delivery. I like the Bob Johnson. think that'd be a good line for you. Hey, how's it going? Bob Johnson here.
Right? And if you talk to girls, since it's love anyways, at least if you're taller than the girl, I think it's pretty natural if you, like, do this. So if you, like, if Robbie stands up and Robbie's the girl and we're talking, it's, like, super loud, you just do like this, and, you know, you talk to into her ear, then she'll usually, like, lean into your shoulder, and then she will, like, tell me something, and, like, into my ear, and now, how good does this look?
Oh, stop it.
Girl, the law, there's also these party earplugs. I use them. Nick stole mine, basically, because he was like, oh my god, I love them.
What do you want?
Please.
I have Nick's right now.
I have mine. It's just these party earplugs, and you put them in, and what it does, it just, like, lowers the volume, and usually, you still have all the big music, it just lowers the volume a little bit, and it'll actually be easier for you to hear voices when they speak, when they're close to you. So if you go out a lot, I can recommend that. Just because, the volume, especially the really loud things, they are filtered out. It's much easier to talk to girls to understand them. And three, if you fall asleep, you don't have to, like, tinnitus. That you, like, hear this thing for like an hour while you fall asleep. You just don't have that.
Another thing that could be funny when you're seating the after party, you could call it like the official South by Southwest dog party and show like photos of the dogs because they're going to be here.
Yeah,
right? Like having a stupid little shtick like that can be
right.
A game changer. Right?
Yeah.
Are you coming to the after party? It's the official South by Southwest dog party. You like dogs? You don't like, you know, you like dogs? No? All right, red flag. Don't forget about the dog party. All right, guys.
Sweet.
Everyone got that? Cool.
I got a third maybe.
I won't make the mistake of leaving this out during the party.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, go to innerconfidence.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for the latest episodes.